This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Angie has stepped away. She has to take a flight early in the morning, so she had to leave a little early. And, Jay, we were just talking about a situation, crazy situation, where a mom left her six kids in the car. I presume that car is a minivan. To get some muffins at a coffee shop. And she comes back, the cops are there, the cops file a CPS thing against her. The CPS and a sheriff come to her house. They say that if you don't let us in, we're going to come back with the warrant and we're going to take your kids. And she lets them come in, and then the CPS worker proceeds to disrobe some of her children. I don't know if all of them, including a four-year-old who she said looked scared and ashamed after all this occurred. And, you know, it's scary when you think about custody in that way. But this sort of thing can not only happen to your children, it can happen to you. So this story isn't really recent. It's from last year. But I've been holding it because I was kind of waiting for the right time to talk about it. And here it is, coming from Fox 4 News. This is the local affiliate down in Collier County, which is where Naples is, I believe. A woman is taking action after becoming the victim of a bogus guardianship case. Have you heard of guardianship stuff, Jay?
Is this guardianship over kids?
Nope.
Or, like...
Nope.
No, I don't know then.
Well, I'll read a little bit about it, then I'll explain it, okay? So Karen Federighi, received a knock on her door in January 2016 from a court-appointed attorney and a sheriff's deputy. I'm told that I'm a ward of the state. The guardianship case normally involves a relative asking a court to be given decision-making rights over another relative's estate if that person can no longer make decisions for themselves. So, you know, if one of your parents has become demented and it needs help, and a lot of times when people are dealing with dementia, they're, you know, they're not all there and they're not making the best decisions. And sometimes, admittedly, courts have to step in and let people
make decisions. What you're talking about now. Yeah. I have a friend who recently had to go through this with his father because of very bad dementia and Alzheimer's.
Right. And what happens is... that sometimes, and it's not as uncommon as you might think, people who are completely capable of taking care of themselves, completely in control of their faculties, are swept up into this because, in many cases, you're not invited to the hearing. You never even get a chance to present your side of the story. The judge never even asks because most of the time when they're dealing with this, it's just easier to write the paperwork. Yeah, whatever. Go take care of them. You know, obviously they need the help, right? Because otherwise, why would somebody be there helping?
I would say all U.S. citizens are actually property of the state. There's a federal court. There's a Supreme Court ruling on it. Fox Steel versus Wheeling Steel in the 70s. But, you know, a U.S. citizen is a second-class citizen. A U.S. citizen was specifically created by an act of the Constitution, the 14th Amendment. You know, you had your first-class citizens are your state citizens. This is why I claim to be a New Hampshirean, not an American, not a United States citizen. New Hampshire's my nation. I am a citizen of the New Hampshire nation, not the state of New Hampshire and not the United States.
Well,
just to be clear.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the first-class citizenship and U.S. citizenship is the second-class citizenship, this is about ninth-class citizenship, right? So these people have no rights.
Second-class citizens are slaves as far as I'm concerned.
Federighi says a jealous relative filed a guardianship against her. The court deemed her incapacitated to handle her finances, even though there isn't anything wrong with her. The legal proceedings drained Karen of all of her finances. Desperate, she moved away. I finally escaped in November of 2016. So this happened in January of 2016, and you know, by
nearly a year.
Yeah, by November, a philanthropist saw my story on the internet, story internet, it says, and wired me some money. Karen returned to Collier County trying to get some justice of her own. My nursing career ended. My character totally assassinated. Another Collier County woman, Peggy Dupree, is suing the county as well. And she didn't lose her estate. She lost her son. She claims her autistic son was treated by a doctor without her knowledge. When Peggy alerted authorities, she lost custody of her son. Though Karen and Peggy's cases are different, they're joining forces to try and stop what they say is a broken and corrupt system. It's not just about the money. It's about exposing how corrupt these guardianships are and how it exposes the vulnerable and the weak. Karen says that she has another lawsuit pending in Chicago against the relatives who sued to get control of her inheritance in the first place. So what happens here is, and this can happen, it often happens to people over the age of 65, right?
And this can only happen because government provides a system for it to happen.
Yes.
This kind of stuff could not happen without the organized crime racket calling itself government.
Right. That much is absolutely true. They use a system, which makes some sense. I'm not saying it doesn't make any sense. It's just that, it's abused in some cases, and that needs to be pointed out, and it's very important to point it out. So as we get older, at some point we're going to reach a point when we're no longer able to take care of ourselves, or we're going to be dead. One of those two things is going to occur. And it happens for different people at different ages. I'm sure Collier County, Florida, deals with this far more often than your average county.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of retirees out there, and their kids probably aren't around, or they might not have kids.
Right, so the judges are probably just going through and rubber stamping these things, and that's going to necessarily have a consequence, just rubber stamping stuff. So if, for instance, Jay, I was to say that you're incapable of taking care of yourself, and you need a court-appointed guardian. Well, the guardians are able to bill your estate for everything that they do.
Oh, it's just like when they put the people in a nursing home, you know, $90,000. A woman I know, 92 grand in like 4 months. That's what her life savings was, $92,000. It's like 88-year-old lady. And they wiped out her bank account in 4 months, the nursing home.
And then they kicked her out and sent her to the poor home. And
then Medicare kicked in. I don't know how it happened, but yeah.
Right, and that's the whole scam, is that any money you have saved up and you finally end up in a place where they take care of folks like this.
And this kind of scam happens everywhere. It happens in the corporate world. It happens in the private world. An example that happens in the corporate world is like this happened to Toys R Us Corporation. Some equity firm acquires Toys R Us, and then the way they literally looted Toys R Us was, which wasn't doing great anyways, but it had a lot of assets and all kinds of things, is this private equity firm owns some kind of, you know, lawyering company or law firm. I don't know what the heck it was called, but they would do administrative work and legal things. And they just start billing the heck out of, you know, Toys R Us till there's nothing left. They sucked up the pensions. They, you know, liquidated all the assets. And, you know, it was like, they slice and dice these, you know, pretty stable asset rich companies and take the pensions and everything. And this is another thing. It could not happen without lawyers and government.
It's legalized plunder.
Yes.
And that's 100% what it is. And there've been story after story done about these people who do this for a living. And they, you know, I'm sure many of them are fine folks or whatever.
And
I don't know all of them, but I know that some of them are bilking people.
There's some federal investigation going on now. Actually, a caller called in about it. That guy, I called him Angry from Arizona. If he called, he could fill in a little bit. Oh, not Arizona, New Mexico. I forget his name. I think Dave. But and I heard about this elsewhere in a few different things where these the probate judge are basically, you know, going through these probate things, and they're finding where this guy dies and there isn't really any immediate relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they got busted is because this one dude had this judge got busted because one dude had a nephew or something that wasn't in a country, or I don't remember the details, but basically this There was an error, and these judges had literally, like, stole the estate, and they were able to assign the estate to themselves somehow. I don't know all about it, but, like, this happens way too often.
Right, and it's, I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you are not immune from this sort of thing occurring. This court case in 2016 that this lady was dealing with, it was a relative that was angry that she got an inheritance that the relative didn't get. And the money's probably already spent. She's trying to get it back. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Feel free to call in about guardianship abuse or anything else here on Free Talk Live. We're going to get right back into it, but I want to tell you about a website. If you've got a retail business and you want to be able to take cryptocurrency, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you have a retail business or you have a kind of business where you go to people's houses or whatever, have any kind of business, you probably should be taking cryptocurrency because the crypto people, they're loyal and they'll tell their friends and you might even get a news story out of it because, hey, you know, local plumber takes Bitcoin or whatever. These kind of things, those are lots of good reasons to take cryptocurrency. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They make it easy for you. And when I say easy, very easy. If you already have a cryptocurrency wallet, this could be as little as 2 minutes process. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. And either way, if you don't have one, they'll tell you how to do that too. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. They got videos right there on the site to make it easy for you. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. Let's go to Bob calling in from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I wanted to tell you about the scam the government's pulling on me and my wife.
Okay.
My wife is 74 years old. I'm 69. She is a brittle diabetic, which means she's very, very sick. She ran out of rehab days, and so she's got to stay out of the hospital 60 days in order to reset her rehab days. She can't do it. She may be 2 to 3 weeks before she go out of the hospital. The solution from the government is you go into a choices program, and when you go into the choices program, we'll take care of her. But when you die, your house goes to the government.
Really?
And it's, yes, sir. It's called the choices program. You look it up. You have to sign everything that you, when you go on Medicaid, that I can stay in my house as long as I'm alive, but as soon as I die, then the government takes my house and they sell it. My children get nothing, zero, nuka, Bob, because they're gonna screw me into the ground.
This is clearly a crazy system, and I'm trying to defend it at all. But here's where my mind goes first, Bob. Is it possible to do a quick claim deed first? Quick claim your kid onto the house, and then quick claim yourself off of the house, and basically give your house to your kid. Have a contract with them that says, hey, we can stay in our house as long as we want, and then after that, you guys do what you want with it. But
no,
then...
the government's already figured that out, sir. They'll go back 5 years, and if you've done that less than 5 years, then you committed fraud.
I see.
Yeah, another thing that's really getting popular is these reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
There's a fella I buy hay from, and he has been telling me that they keep on sweetening the pot on his New York home and farm, and his farm is very valuable to develop where it is. And they're offering him all kinds of money on his reverse mortgage thing, and his health isn't that good. I mean, I don't even think he's going to make hay this year. He's pretty old. He's like 89 years old, and he just can't do things. And he says, oh, yeah, the bank wants to buy it. And I'm like, well, you got a mortgage on it? He goes, no, but I keep on getting these reverse mortgage calls where they're going to give me a couple $1,000s a month for the rest of my life. And he's like, I could be gone tomorrow. And he's got one kid and two grandchildren. And, you know, and he's just – but and I've been hearing this, you know, for a few years now, this reverse mortgage thing sounds kind of similar to what they're talking about. So in Bob's situation here, it's either – suffer, and his wife suffers and not goes to rehab, or sign over your house, sounds like.
Bob, what about...
That's right, too.
What and, about this,
the
Bob?
Thing about,
one, I got one more idea. Shoot down this idea. See if you can. So there's things called home equity lines, and you can get basically, they'll give you a loan for the value of your house. Now, this isn't as good as turning it over to your relatives or whatever, but then you can get the value out of the house in dollars now, and then the government can take it from you later, and it'll still, the note will still be on it. So you can have the cash and be able to pay your expenses or whatever, but the government really can't take it from you if it's in cash. How's that?
That's an option, and I really appreciate that, sir. And one on the reverse mortgage,
yep.
What if that guy dies, he signs the papers, and then he dies the next day, his family gets nothing.
Yeah, they don't seem like a good idea to me at all. I'm sure that there's somebody out there somewhere where this is the right move for them. But I would think, ladies and gentlemen of America, I would think long and hard before I signed up for a reverse mortgage.
And, Bob, with your wife's rehab, you know, I don't know how in-depth it is. Does it require, like, you know, being in a hot tub, doing certain exercises and stretches? You might be able to find someone who is in this business, who does this, some certified nurse's assistant or some physical therapy. I don't know what part of the country you're in, if there's, like, any of these people are on Craigslist to, like, help out with this. But I dated a girl a few years ago, and she was a CNA, and she did some advertising for in-home care, and she would help take care of folks. And she still does this, from what I understand. And she charges, like, I don't know, $21 an hour, I think. That's what she was doing back then. But if you hired a firm, it would cost you $45 an hour, basically.
Right.
And they would pay the nurse, you know, $12 an hour. So, you know, there are options. I don't know if you need special equipment, but if you needed, like, if part of the, like, my grandmother's physical therapy to rehabilitate her hip and her knee, you know, required her to do these stretches in a hot tub. And she had to go, you know, to this, because I brought her there several times, and the nurses would, like, stretch her and manipulate her body certain ways for, you know, part of the rehab. So, you know, do a little investigation of what you need. You might be able to source it with cash, and, I mean, maybe you buy a hot tub or I don't know what you need for implements, but the stuff is out there, and we could all, everybody get creative and get some things done.
Can I ask you one more question? Because I feel I'm more libertarian than Republican.
Okay.
How does the libertarians feel about health care? Or is everybody supposed to supply their own? Or what's the way they feel about that?
Yeah, I think that health care is so messed up in this country that it's difficult to even see the libertarian position. The libertarian position is the government shouldn't have been involved in health care in the first place, and that the price of health care, the health care costs have gone up commensurate with government intrusion. So as government got further and further and further into the healthcare industry, prices went farther and farther and farther up. And some, Bob, might call it a conspiracy, that maybe they realized that when Hillary Clinton tried to make Medicare for all or whatever it was that she was going to do, that dog wouldn't hunt. But if we make healthcare expensive enough, then everybody will clamor for the government to take over for it. And so maybe that's why George Bush had the largest intrusion of government in the medical sphere under his administration. Then Obama had the largest at that time, too. And now healthcare costs are through the roof and nobody can afford it. And some kind of solution has to be had.
Yes, sir. So this is terrible, the way that we are being treated by our own country. We work our lives and supported a Social Security system and a health care system, and now when we need it, we can't afford it.
You're absolutely right, Bob. Thank you for the call.
That's the life of a slave.
That's what happens when you let the government do things. 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now up to House Democrats to decide how to act upon Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report. They could subpoena him to testify, but while making his first public statement on the report, he made it clear where he stands.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says right now nothing is off the table.
He also was clear in saying that if he thought the president could be cleared, he would have cleared him, but he didn't. And that is very clear. So he has given us an array of facts which we will take to the Congress and to the courts as we go forward, as we investigate and litigate.
In a tweet, the president said there was insufficient evidence. The case is closed. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about what you want to talk about. We're talking about guardianship abuse here at... Just had a gentleman call in, and, you know, sad story. His wife needs medical care, and the government rules on how she's going to get it, and she can't get it because, you know, she's been in the hospital too many times in the last X number of days, and now she has to be out for like 6 months, and she can't be. It's a really difficult situation, and...
And they basically have to sign over their house to get it done, sounds like the predicament that,
right.
that they're in. So hopefully they can outsource this, go around the traditional legacy, you know, go to a place and get, you know, rehab or a rehab unit, maybe hire some people to come into their house and just do it there. I mean, people just need to start taking more responsibility for their health care in general. We've gotten to the point to where I feel here in America that... So many of the normies, so many of the muggles are like, oh, government, or the hospital, I'll just, you know, I don't have to pay attention to anything. And
that's what we're told our whole lives.
Yeah, most people are told. And that's what they're conditioned to do.
And, I mean, you know, you can see why people are in these situations, but it's, I don't know, it's just sad. I feel
eating margarine and fried food for years and drinking all kinds of soda and not exercising.
A type 1 diabetic is born that way and really can't do much about it. But
oh, that's what they had going on?
She was a brittle diabetic, and usually that's what that means.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want a news and the freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's freedomsphoenix.com, run by our friend Ernest Hancock. So let's go to the phones here. We've got William calling in from, looks like, Nevada. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir, gentlemen. The topic is financial elder abuse.
Yes.
The elder generation has accumulated wealth. They trust people. They get a little dementia, and all the parasites take over.
Yeah, that's you're right. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah,
right.
I have a husband and wife, power of attorney over my mother, and he had a diagnosis from a doctor that said my mom could no longer take care of herself, but he ignored that. And at some point, a few years later, 5 years, her sister went to the convalescent home and abducted my mother and sent her to L.A. County and forged a letter, opened up a bank account, stole $70,000. And there's no recourse as far as law enforcement or any of that. What I suggest is everybody save their emails, take a picture of any check you get, and keep track of these things. So I filed a petition in court without any trust instrument, May 23rd, 2017. The next day, I was in San Diego District Attorney's office. I talked to them less than an hour. My aunt pled guilty to 12 felonies on November 30th, 2018.
I'm surprised the story turned out this well, honestly. I mean, it's a long time between the 2017 date and the 2018 date, though.
That's right, but it's not over yet because I still have the husband and wife power of attorney. My mother's convalescent home is $6,800 a month.
Yeah.
For me to call the receiver, which is the accountant appointed by the court, to tell me that another lawyer is lying to me cost $100 for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's financial elder abuse. It's the fastest growing crime, at least in California.
It's bad in Florida, too.
Yes. So what you need to do, make peace with your family, tell them what you want, and get the lawyers and the accountants out of there. I can't find a lawyer that will do anything except to give me bad advice. I had one guy tell me the truth. He goes, I don't care. I just want to get paid. So the truth or doing the right thing is out the window as soon as you get accountants and lawyers. They don't care. They just want your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death of this scenario happening.
And this elder...
Okay, so I've done it myself. I studied the law. I filed the petitions. And if you go in if you're indigent or you don't have any money, you can go in and waive the $430. You get $430 fee waiver if you can do that. It's a subject for the future, gentlemen. Thank you.
Oh, no. It's a subject I want to talk about, keep talking about, because I think this is an issue of liberty that is facing Americans. Increasingly they're dealing with this, and it's a whole bunch of different ways that they can screw your estate to Sunday. You think you've worked your whole life so that you'll be taken care of in your old age and then maybe be able to pass on a little bit to your kids or grandkids, and there are these rapacious vultures out there that intend to pick you dry, and then once they have, they will throw you in the poorhouse. These nursing homes that are intended for those that are indigent, like you were saying. And I'm not saying the worst things in the world, but they aren't palatial, right? They're bare bones, and it's not what a lot of people were working for and what they expected.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what happened here is, the district attorney got a prosecution. They got a conviction without even a court trial. But they left me in the cold because I go, wait a second. I got a husband and wife, power of attorney. Look at the trust instrument. There, in the individual trust, you had 6 months to divide it into a survivor's portion and an exemption trust. Well, my mother didn't do that within 6 months. but it doesn't matter because the lawyer will tell you what you believe and they'll take your money. And now I have two trusts without a valid trust instrument, and it goes on and on. And if you go to court, that judge, you can't assume he even read the contract. I mean, you got to hold his hand like he's right. A 3-year-old.
Yeah, well, he's not going to read that thing. I mean, you know, these things are pages and pages long. They're not going to read it yet. You absolutely do have to tell them step by step. William, let me know if there's any new information in this case as it proceeds. The numbers, thank you so much for the call. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Here from the story here, it says a guardian is someone who is appointed by the court who's going to act on behalf of the individual who's under a mental or physical disability and as a result is unable to make responsible decisions about his or her care or property. But, you know, that obviously there are people in those conditions. However, if you get thrown into one of these situations and you aren't one of them, or a family member does, and you can't do anything about it, that's a really tough scenario. I mean,
and I'll bet you a lot of these situations where elder abuse happens is for like what the examples that we've just heard isn't like these is probably not this old lady who has nothing and lives in an apartment and is getting a Social Security check for $500 a month.
No, it's people who've managed to save.
But I will tell you, I do know of a situation where the victim is 85 years old. She collects about $1,100 a month between Social Security and pension. And she has a son that's 57. I think he's 57. And he's a crackhead. And
you should still find crack? I thought that stuff went out in like 1992.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's all still around. I mean, the government invented it. It's here to stay. So anyways, he's a crackhead. And she gets her Social Security on like the 3rd or the 4th. And she gets her pension on like a couple days later. Well, for those few days, he just basically swipes her debit card, and he's gone. And totally wipes it out. And she is just like, totally denies that her son's stealing from her. And it's like...
How's she eat?
Well, she gets... she lives with another relative that feeds her and takes care of her. And then her son shows up and steals from her.
God.
That's how she eats.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You got to think about these things before they happen, people.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about the AMP program. Get an AMP, A-M-P. amp.freetalklive.com and amplify the program like JCast. He's a silver amplifier, which means $5 a month. That gives him access to several perks, including the Facebook group where I was just posting today. And that's only for amplifiers. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Help us to spread the ideas of liberty, to spread the ideas of freedom of speech. If you're concerned with elderly people being taken advantage of, like we're reading here, well, the AMP program allows you to help us to get on more radio stations, you know, to get more people listening to the podcast. And these are the ways that we spread these ideas. I want to tell you about this one last story real quick. It's of Rudy and Renee North, who were happily living together in Las Vegas when one day there was a knock at the door. It was one of the officers of the court who gave the couple three options. This is a quote from Rudy. We call the police. We have you go to a psychiatric ward. Or choice three, an assisted living facility. They were suddenly moved to a facility by a woman they had never met before, who was given control of them by a judge who had also never met them. And by the time they got out from under the guardian's control 2 years later, most of their money was gone. These people had a savings, and it was more than, I believe, if I remember correctly, $200,000, and most of it was gone.
I got to believe that there is these services, law firm services, full of lawyers. I refer to lawyers as bar maggots. I advise people to never deal with lawyers. They are lying scumbags, pretty much everyone I've ever met. And the they've just got to be looking for these people, hustling them. I mean, and it's so easy to do now with data. I mean, your data's out there everywhere.
Right.
I mean, everything is known about everybody, and especially a lot of these, you know, folks are out, you know, everybody's on Facebook and got a Gmail account, and, you know, they swipe their, you know, Stop and Shop card or whatever, and just all the data's out there. The data's mined, and it's for sale. And you can buy data, I'm sure. I don't know how to do it, but These there has got to be firms.
It's out there.
Just they're just looking for these people to hunt them down and steal from them.
Let's go to the phones. David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got in my right hand, I got the original document that separated me from my children, which piece by piece, it's only one page, but can't go through it all at one time. But piece by piece, I want to share some things from it because it's along the lines of what you started out with when the woman who had left her children in the car and the CPS Child Protective came into her home with the cops and they stripped her children naked. It's along the lines of that kind of thing. But let me say, that subject and the one you're talking about now, they're all related. Everything is related nowadays. It's all tied together to accomplish the agendas that the people of, you know, the industrial complex that is your government, this is all by design. None of this is by accident. At the end of your life, they want your money during your life, and at the end of your life, they want to recapture all of that money. So really, you never got anything unless you outsmart them in the ways that you can. And then when they figure out a way, like your one gentleman clued you into, that if you get rid of your assets less than 5 years from the time that you are spending Medicaid dollars, then they'll charge you with fraud. So basically, in that case, yeah, as soon as you have heirs that you intend to pass on things to at your death, even if you're 35 years old, you should start passing them on to the next generation so that it's not legally in your name as you age. And one of the things that if you go back, whether you want to count it as 100 years or 200 years or 75 years, is different for every people in place. But when the Industrial Revolution broke down the family, I believe that people in power saw the benefits to the people in power of the breaking down of the family. Because if you go back to, you know, let's say you go back 200 years and there's a family on a farm somewhere in the United States, they didn't have any need for nursing homes. I mean, it might have helped with some things, but they took care of their own. But then the government came along and said, hey, don't work on the farm. Come and work in the factory here. We'll give you all this money. And so the people abandoned grandma, and then they needed to made a new business so they could sell nursing home space, and people would have to pay for that cash or else buy a policy, or hey, we'll help you with Medicaid. But you gotta have no assets in order to qualify. So you have to spend down your assets or have an.
It's a heck of a jump forward from the Industrial Revolution to Medicaid, but I'll at least agree with the last part of your premise.
Are you saying you can't follow it?
I'm saying that the Industrial Revolution was inevitable. I don't think it was some kind of government conspiracy. And
okay, you're missing the point. Let me help you out. They may not have the foresight to say, hey, let's have our Industrial Revolution so that we can do this to the citizens. What these idiots do is when the natural flow of things happens, like you have a natural Industrial Revolution, which you identified. Now let me give you the next step, which you haven't identified. That's the maggots and the parasites see what happens. Ah, this is breaking up the family. Hey, you know what? We can make money off of this. And what I'm trying to tell you is, no matter what it is, they find a way to make money off of it.
Yep, they're maggots and parasites. That's true.
That's what I said. So do you follow it now?
Well, I'm not sure that I see the correlation between the Industrial Revolution and this, but
okay,
let's
drop that. Let you think about it some other time. And let me just move on. So on the subject of the children thing, the equivalent situation that happened to those people, what happened to me was under the current laws that we have. My ignorance, not knowing that have possession, meaning you're physically holding your child, that the other parent can't take that child away from you. So if you split up with your spouse and you allow, as one parent, you allow the other parent to leave that household and establish a new household and take your children with, that was a mistake, because then you can only get your children back with their cooperation or with a court order.
Right, that makes sense.
And now you're in the situation where you were talking, your caller just now a few minutes ago was talking about, and Jay was talking about, you know, don't patronize the attorneys. And that's correct. You know, it can work out for you if you have a lot of money to spend and you pay the right attorneys. It can work out for you, but it's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars to make it work out for you.
Aren't you basically going to a gunfight with a knife if one spouse has a has an attorney in a family court situation and the other doesn't?
I don't think so.
Dave?
You're saying, are you going into a...
Yeah, I'm asking a question.
Yeah, you are. You can survive or even win in that situation, but it's extremely difficult. I mean, I've managed to stay alive this entire time without an attorney that I was paying for, and most of it without any attorney at all. And the only reason I stayed alive is because I had enough raw brain power to navigate my way through the legal system, get what minimal education I needed in order to stay alive. Whereas the majority of other people without professional help wouldn't have been able to keep their case alive. So yeah. However, if you have the ability to do these things yourself, which if you have an IQ of 120 or above, you can do fairly well as compared to the average person, and it's worth pursuing because if you go the attorney route, you're going to spend like I said, you guaranteed in any kind of a case like what we're talking about, you're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars and closer to $100,000.
Doesn't the other spouse have to spend that same kind of money in order to this?
Correct. So if they tap out, well, it depends. They might get it from their parents. They might already have it. I mean, in my case, they destroyed my ability to earn. Yet, and they're a two income household, both of them making closer to 100 than to 50. So, you know, take their combined income of a minimum of a combined of $100,000 to mine, which is like basically 10% of that. So they can afford to pay an attorney and I can't. So it depends on who you're matched against. Yeah. And the attorneys will weigh this out too. They'll be looking at, that's part of their case strategy. How much money does my side have to work with compared to how much money does the other side have to work with?
That's some scorched earth stuff there. That's scary stuff.
We were talking about just now, were you talking about a Julie Belshe, Belshe? Were you talking about her case when you're talking about that guardianship case?
I'm not sure that was one of the names of one of the cases.
Okay.
I don't
know. Well, hers is probably, it was her parents that unbeknownst to her parents disappeared, literally disappeared one day. She couldn't find them. And she finally tracked them down 2 months later. They were living in, and they had some dementia. They were living in assisted living.
They kidnapped them. David, thank you for the call. 85, I was given the telephone number. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.